This goes to Stacy Carstensen. It's Stacy Carsten, like November, S-E-N, like November. N, like November, P, like practice. Fax 989-588-5052. Regarding Mary, middle initial J, Hummel, H-U-M-M-E-L. Date of birth 6/9/1947. Dear Miss Carstensen, this is a consultation for Mrs. Hummel, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which has been present since October of 2022. The patient is here with her significant other. They live together, and she does have worsening dementia with recent weight loss, and she's being referred to neurology for further evaluation of the memory problems and early dementia. He does most of the answering of questions for history, and she'll confirm that he's right after we ask the question. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no history of diabetes, no thyroid disease, and no recurrent UTIs, no history of kidney stones. Past medical history is significant for longstanding hypertension, hyperlipidemia, dementia, headaches, osteopenia, and back pain. Past surgical history, she's had a colonoscopy and no other surgeries, she reports. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She occasionally consumes alcohol. She is denies illicit drug use. She reports that she's single and retired. Family history is significant for breast carcinoma, heart disease, hyperlipidemia, kidney disease, myocardial infarction, and dementia. And that's her twin sister who has dementia and requires living in an assisted living facility. Drug review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to bee venom and pollen. Medications, she's on memantadine, M-E-M like Mary, A-N like November, T-I-N-E, 10 milligram twice a day, Lipitor 80 milligram daily. She has an EpiPen in case she gets a bee sting. Tylenol is 500 milligram every 6 hours as needed for pain. Diclofenac gel topically as needed. Citalopram 10 milligram daily and hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 64 inches, weight 115 pounds, pulse 66, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 110 over 60, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, tonsils are not visualized. And the patient thinks she may have had her tonsils removed as a child, but she's not sure. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Pedal pulse is 2+ bilaterally, no decreased sensation, no neuropathic pain in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 18th, 2024. Creatinine was 1.55 with estimated GFR of 34. June 18th of 24, creatinine 1.35, GFR 40. 4/18/24, creatinine 1.29, GFR 43. 12/5/23, creatinine 1.31, GFR 42. 4/17/23, creatinine 1.3, GFR 43. 12/9/22, creatinine 1.4, GFR 37. 10-19, 22, creatinine 1.4, GFR 37. Other labs on 10-18, 24, calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal with a slight elevation of CO2 32, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 12.2, normal white count, normal platelets, but the size of the cells, the MCV is 101.4. MCH is 34.2. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio in the urine done 10-20 of 23, and that was unmeasurable, no microalbumin present in the urine. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension. We are asking the patient to check blood pressure at home about twice a week. She may not require the hydrochlorothiazide or possibly a half a dose may be effective if blood pressure remains less than 110 over 60. We are scheduling a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in Claire for her, and we have asked her to repeat all of our labs, including iron studies, immunofixation, free light chains, and a regular urinalysis, also B12 and folic acid levels at this time. She'll probably need labs every 3 months thereafter. Once we get these labs back, we will order those. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.